wanted this type of highest understanding of love for God, for Krishna, to be preached. That's also why Lord Nityananda once broke the danda of Lord Chaitanya. Can you see him? He breaks it into three pieces. Because he wants to show that the ordinary Vedic path of rules and regulations is not the goal of Chaitanya Bhakti. It is the highest form of love for Krishna. Hare Krishna. This is the explanation why he made him look like a cowherd boy and have a flute and a horn, which is very unusual. We don't even want to attempt this. Imagine we would dress up Venu Gopal like this and let him out on the streets of Split. It's unimaginable, you know. Unimaginable, isn't it? We can't imagine this. Lord Chaitanya did this to Nityananda. It's a sign what he came to teach. So therefore it is described here, I repeatedly offer my respects to the dust from the feet of the woman of Nanda Maharaj's cowherd village. When these gopis loudly chant the glories of Sri Krishna, the vibration purifies the three worlds. Whatever the Vaishnavas offer to Sri Gaurachandra, he gladly accepts. By the mercy of Krishna, all the devotees remain merged in the ocean of transcendental bliss. But sometimes they would engage in mock fighting. Seeing this mock fighting, if a person takes the side of one and criticizes another, then he is to be understood as unfortunate. All the devotees of the Lord are none different from the Lord, just as the hands, fingers and legs are inseparable parts of the body. Still it is the conviction of all the Vaishnavas that Sri Krishna Chaitanya is the worshipable Lord of everyone in all respects. They always glorify the Lord as the supreme controller, soul maintainer, supreme witness and unfathomable truth. One can achieve the wealth of bhakti by the mercy of those in whom the Supreme Lord mercifully manifests himself. Even if the Lord invests all his energies and the quality of omniscience in a devotee, he still punishes them properly when they commit offenses. It is the special feature of the Lord that he never fails to glorify Nityananda and Advaita. Even if these two personalities perform uncommon activities, still Gaurachandra does not say anything to them. After spending some blissful moments with Avadhuta Nityananda, Lord Gauranga took his leave and returned to his residence. Nityananda Swarup happily left to see Lord Jagannath. Anyone who hears the description of the meeting between Chaitanya and Nityananda, this is you, what will happen with you now? They will be relieved from material bondage. Dobro, very good. Accepting Lord Sri Chaitanya and Nityananda Prabhu as my life and soul, I, Vrindavan Das, sing the glories of their lotus feet. Can you now understand why I am the eternal servant of Brajamani Prabhu? He has given me this present and I will never be able to forget it for the rest of the life. It is the best book. Yeah? Toito. Yes, this is one little piece, and I always like to read from this book also to the devotees. It's a very interesting expression of Srila Prabhupada, isn't it? Amazing, isn't it? This is written by a dear god brother of mine, our Giriraj Prabhu, no, Giriraj Maharaj, I'm sorry, and he has little stories about Prabhupada. After serving Srila Prabhupada as Zonal Secretary for India for more than 3 years, Tamakrishna Goswami returned to America to preach, and soon Tamakrishna Goswami formed the Radha Damodar Travelling Sankirtan Party, which made devotees, distributed books, and sent money to India. In the meantime, Bhagavan Das, who was GBC for France, came to spend some time as GBC in Bombay, and almost every day he and I would go to the city to work on the permission for the temple. In fact, Srila Prabhupada did not want to leave Bombay until he got the permit to build this Juhu temple. During this time, Srila Prabhupada was lecturing every evening on the teachings of Lord Kapila to Devahuti, and Bhagavan and I would usually return just in time to take some prasad and attend Srila Prabhupada's class in Kirtan. Srila Prabhupada was so concerned about the work that sometimes he would call us to the Vyasasan during the program and ask for the news, you know, in the midst of the Kirtan. Still, Srila Prabhupada wanted us to be happy in Krishna consciousness. So one evening during the program, he announced from the Vyasasan, "You must always dance in Kirtan, even if you don't get the permission." All glories to Srila Prabhupada. No matter what comes in our life, as happiness or distress, we get the permission or not, we must be devotees of the Lord and always dance in the Kirtan. It pleases Krishna. And after the first 20 dance steps, it pleases also us. But first you have to break through through the first 20. Or is it 25? You're looking at me. Oh, this is a very interesting, fresh, refreshing course on enthusiasm which we get today. We are not sure if this is relevant to us, but it is interesting to listen to it. Still, you must dance. Once, as we were walking from Juhu Beach back to the temple, Srila Prabhupada... Now listen, this will totally awaken you. Srila Prabhupada continued to speak to the devotees. He said, "When we take charge of the government, we will go to the people and tell them, either you chant Hare Krishna or we will kill you." All the devotees laughed heartily, except perhaps for me. Giriraj was like Dharmagupta, who couldn't laugh about this because it's very heavy. I'm also a person, Dharmagupta. I can't laugh about such things. Srila Prabhupada turned to me and said, "What do you think, Giriraj?" With as much conviction as I could muster, I said, "Yes, very good, Srila Prabhupada." Then Srila Prabhupada turned to the other devotees and announced, "Our Giriraj is non-violent." Then we all laughed. Prabhupada didn't mean this. He just wanted to give us a strong push that it is very natural to chant Hare Krishna and we should not be afraid. Prabhupada very often wanted to instill some confidence in the devotees, to be devotees. Confidence, you understand this, the word, this, what is the meaning of this word? Ubirene. That's very difficult to say. Confidence, yes, confidence. This is very important in spiritual life. When we go, we should not be afraid to be devotees of Krishna. I like this very much about Gauran. You know, he really gives an amazing example. We have to acknowledge this, I feel. On his telephone answering machine yesterday, we needed to phone him. Gauran Karan Hare Krishna. I'm not in station. Please speak your after the beep, you know. And also, and made an, in Zagreb, made a newspaper interview. He said, some people don't like that I'm Hare Krishna, and I'm getting difficulties of this. But he doesn't want to hide the fact. He just comes out. Shh. Yes, I'm a devotee. And this is very important if we want spiritual life. We should not be so afraid. We should be confident. And in the beginning, we are a little self-conscious. Oh, what if I say to everyone? But if you do it without any... I mean, you don't need to say it to everyone, but what... Sometimes devotees hide between a facade. Oh, it's so much kami dress and so on. But it is not necessary. Yesterday I saw that Venkrishna Jivani introduced her mother to me. The mother was so happy, isn't it? It was not a problem at all. And she was so heavy she couldn't stand still, you know. Did you notice that he was moving? Boom, boom, boom. Because Krishna consciousness is nice. We don't need to hide that we are a devotee. Seek as small as possible, please, if at all, and so on and so forth. It's not necessary. It is not required. Prabhupada wanted to give us this mood, you know. When we take over the government, we are in charge. That is what he wanted to give us some courage in our jivatskis. I remember when the first devotees left for Europe. They wanted to hear a last instruction of Srila Prabhupada. I think you all know this. Here, Giriraj Maharaj writes about this very nice, and I want to read it to you. I hope I find it. So, we should be enthusiastic. When the first devotees were leaving for England, Srila Prabhupada told the story of a Charlie Chaplin film. Charlie Chaplin went to a formal dance party and by mistake sat on a chair with wet paint on it. His tuxedo, that is a frack, huh? Stuck, and when he got up, the tails ripped. Ordinarily, one might feel embarrassed, but Charlie Chaplin began to dance so enthusiastically with his ripped tuxedo that people thought he was setting the pace with a new fashion. He was dancing like lightning all over the ballroom. Sorry. Up and down, and people were looking with wonder. Finally, one man ripped his tuxedo like Charlie Chaplin's, then a second, and then a third. Finally, all the gentlemen began to rip their tuxedos. So just by our enthusiasm, we can induce people to follow us. And Prabhupada said, yes, this is now very important. I'm a little shy to say it, but see, when I was in Good Morning Croatia, it is a little difficult to go on the show as a Hare Krishna devotee. And Blaženka, who is also a devotee of Lord Krishna, was very she wanted so much that the people that in her show there would be a devotee, but at the same time she was a little afraid, what if people make offenses and say this glupasta Hare Krishna and so on and so forth. She was very nervous. She's you know Sundarana knows, a very calm person, but behind her face was a revolution. I could see it when I was, oh no, hopefully this works out. And I think she even prayed. So we went there, and I immediately know there will be so many people who see this Dobyu Chovatska. And I thought the only way really to win this is if you are very enthusiastic in nature. If you are not enthusiastic in nature, then they will think you are strange, because you are strange in their eyes. Isn't it? In their eyes, we look so different. Isn't it? Like yesterday, there's such a difference between us and the black band members, you know. Did you notice, Krishnaji, when the bass player was totally small eyes from, we don't want to explain what he had taken. There was such an atmosphere, atmospheric contrast. You know. We will always remain strange. Let's face the fact. But when we are enthusiastic in what we do, then there is really no problem, and we will not get any problem. Like, who could be more strange on a formal dance party than a person whose frakka was ripped and all with green and red color and so on and so forth. It's not a good condition to impress other people, isn't it? On a formal dance party, maybe on an avant-garde, this would be all right, but not on a formal dance party. But his strength was he was enthusiastic, and he got his points through. What do you think, Mangala? It is like this. So Prabhupada said, enthusiasm comes from Krishna consciousness. When we are Krishna conscious, we are enthusiastic Krishna Jivani. And from where does Krishna consciousness come? This is another important question. And Krishna consciousness comes from following the regulative principles, and especially hearing about Krishna and enchanting. You might see this morning I have a certain hidden plan in my mind. I want, by reading to you about Lord Nityananda, my hidden plan was to show you that Krishna consciousness is something special. It is something beyond the worldly life. I feel that we often make a little bit too much compromises because we cannot stand to be isolated from others. The human being is naturally a social being, and to be isolated is not very comfortable for it. In the heart of every man and every woman, there are two tigers, the tigers of fear. Most of us do not know this, that we have these two fears in us. The first fear is to not be appreciated by others. It's a very deep existential fear. And the second fear is to totally blamage ourselves. Blama, is that an English word? Yeah?
It's very common.
Yeah, very common. Isn't it?
Yeah.
And these are there and are going through our personality. The only way to overcome these is that we must try to become enthusiastic in Krishna consciousness. The other solution is we become like everyone else, or not totally like everyone else, mala like everyone else. so that we don't have this total situation of, you know, that people accept us and think we are just normal. Yesterday I got a letter from a disciple. You see, Guru Maharaj, I want to work now and have an apartment and everything to show that one can be total normal. And be Krishna conscious in small letters. And I answer back, this is not a great art. 99.99999% of the people are total normal. You know, it is not a great achievement to do. What is a great achievement for a person is to be Krishna conscious. And when we are, yes, and of course, especially for Grihasthas, to have a normal situation, that is very important for them. But I do not like this. I don't think it's good, the stress on normal, buddhi normalni. This is not the stress. Buddhi Krishna conscious should be the main point. And then, yes, we should be acceptable and intelligible and present our programs in a rational way, and we should be able to speak in a way that others can understand. But behind it should be an enthusiastic Krishna consciousness, which we might put in others. This is important, because everyone is Normalni. It is nothing special. It is nothing special. As Krishna conscious people, we will be always a little different. But when we are enthusiastic, it doesn't matter. Then people will like, oh, very good, let me hear. He is like one of the men yesterday. This is a normal answer that I get. How do you smile so much? I want to become like you, one of the musicians said. Life is very nice as a devotee. Why should I be sad if it's nice? I should, you know. I don't. Because then people like to become like you if you are into. But to do this, we have to take the medicine, follow the rules and regulations, so that the material influence is kept a little away. And what else? Yes, hear about the Lord and chant about the Lord. I think I will write Giriraj Maharaj if he has a picture and he can send it to me, and I can put it into a frame. Dobro. So now, in our morning sessions, we will now close the morning session by singing a little. For dancing, it is a little narrow. And then we will do other things. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gonitai ki jai, Lord Nityananda Ram ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. So now we need to plan a little. Hare Krishna, we will do like we did yesterday. We have a little. For the devotees who were not there yesterday, I want to say we have. Yes, please, you. Alright. For those of you who were not there yesterday, I want to tell you the meetings. No? Something we should take care of now? So, we have these informal meetings where we just read from the wonderful activities of Lord Nityananda, the new book which has come out, the Nityananda Charitamrita. We just read. This is all what we do. It is not a it's a reading meeting. So please concentrate yourself on these wonderful activities of the wonderful Avaduta, of the pastimes of the Avaduta Nityananda. Lord Nityananda's pastimes of taking lunch at the house of Gadadhar Pandit. Yes. As soon as Lord Nityananda saw Jagannath, he became overwhelmed with ecstasy and began to roll on the ground. We had seen the day before yesterday, I believe, we read about this. When Lord Nityananda came for the first time into the Puri temple, he saw the deities of Lord Jagannath, Balaram and Subhadra. They are on a very high platform and they are guarded by guards who are practiced in the art of wrestling, actually. These guards become strong by wrestling with elephants. It is because the guards need to be there to control the crowds. Sometimes in the Puri temple, it happens that visitors from another planet come. And it is also described by the people of Puri that sometimes Lord Krishna comes. And then when he comes, in the atmosphere, you hear the footbells, clingling, clingling of his ankle bells. Sometimes the Kinaras come, these are demigods from higher planets, and then the crowd becomes very restless and ecstatic. And the restless need to be there to guard the deities, and they need to be so strong that they can deal with a crowd of a few thousand people. And to practice their strength, they have to wrestle with elephants. I think for our Dario this would be quite a challenge, you know. You would have to eat a little bit more prasadam, Dario. Yes. When Lord Nityananda came, he did something which was totally out of the normal activity of a pilgrim. He started to climb up the altar and embrace Lord Balaram. Because we know ontologically or spiritually, Lord Nityananda is non-different from Balaram. And the guards, what are you doing? They came and wanted to take him away from the altar, but he just brushed them away as one would brush away a fly. Just very gently. And they were very much shocked, you know. This had never happened in their whole career of wrestlers and so on. And then Lord Nityananda, to top it all off, he took the garland of Balaram from the transcendental body of the deity and put it around himself. Because, remember, he is Lord Balaram. It is all right. So the guards, they were just out of their minds when they saw this. And Lord Nityananda then came down off the altar and moved like an elephant, happily smiling and dancing through the crowds. And they understood, if this would have been a normal osoba, a normal person, or even a supernormal, a very strong osoba, he would die on the spot. Because anyone who makes such an offense, you know, to take the garland of the Lord and just go around, he had the serious consequences which would come to his health. And, you know, it's not good to do such a thing for a normal person, but he's the Lord, he can do. So this is described, therefore, as soon as Lord Nityananda saw Jagannath, he became overwhelmed with ecstasy and began to roll on the ground. Repeatedly, means again and again, he forcefully fell on the ground. Even 100 people could not keep him. Seeing Lord Jagannath, Lord Balaram, Subhadra and Sudarshan Chakra, Nityananda began to weep. It's the cry. Knowing the glories of Nityananda, the Brahmana priest offered the flower garlands from Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra to Nityananda. Acha, now they understood. They know. When the servants of Lord Jagannath saw Nityananda, they became extremely joyful. Those who did not know him asked others who he was. Everyone replied that he was the brother of Krishna Chaitanya. Nityananda Swarup also embraced everyone, drenching them with his tears. After seeing Jagannath, Nityananda was very happy and went to see Gadadhar Pandit. Only the Supreme Lord possesses the love and affection that Nityananda and Gadadhar exchanged. The most enchanting deity of Lord Gopinath resided at the house of Gadadhar. He appeared to be exactly like the son of Nanda Maharaj, Krishna. Lord Chaitanya had personally embraced this deity. Seeing this deity bewilders even a staunch atheist. Yes, this deity, when you see this deity, you cannot help but be moved in a very, very transcendental way. See, the deity has done one wonder. This deity is the only deity in the world which we know of, who has done this, who has performed this miracle. This miracle is like this. When Gadadhar became old, he could no longer decorate this deity, which is quite high. He could not reach up with the garland and put the garland around the neck. But Gopinath, this is the name of this deity, wanted to accept the service of Gadadhar, and what he did is he himself sat down. Imagine. Now, those of you who are scientists, like Sundarananda, they can tell us, how can a marble deity, just put the knees in this sitting position? How is it possible? It is not possible. But you can see it. And the pujaris, when you give them a little donation for the service of Gopinath, they will be able to take the dhoti up, and you can see the bent knees of the Lord. There is also a little crack here, and they say that Lord Chaitanya entered into this crack when he performed his last kirtan. But there is also another version that Lord Chaitanya, when he was in the Puri temple, and he entered the deity of Lord Jagannath. So some of the Vaishnavas think that he entered both deities at the time of his Anjali. He expanded like in a kirtan, which he had done many times. In the mood of ecstasy, the Lord would expand himself and dance in many forms. Because there is a prayer in the Vaishnava literature which I find is very important for you to know, that when there is true spiritual ecstasy in the chanting of the holy name, the devotee wants to experience and relish his relationship to Krishna in many forms. He's not satisfied with one body. It's so good. He wants many. And he prays, "Hey Bhagavan, please be merciful and grant me or give me millions of bodies. We conditioned souls think, oh, one body is enough, you know, and one mind is enough. I don't want more. But no, in the ecstasy of love of Godhead, the devotee prays, please be merciful and give me millions of bodies. Then give each of those bodies, each one, millions of mouths. And each of those mouths, millions of tongues. Hey, Nat! Nat means Lord. And on each of those tongues, may your millions of divine attributes dance eternally. In this world, we maybe sometimes experience when we can eat strawberries with schlagom that we want like two mouths, you know, and three to really get into it. Even a normal person, there's only like really an eccentric person to think like this. But here the devotee says, what is the use of a soul that does not have millions of bodies? Venugopal, what is the use? What is the use of a body which does not have millions of mouths? And what is the use of a mouth which does not possess millions of tongues? And what is the use of a tongue on which your millions of names don't dance? Hey, Nat! Nat means, oh Lord, may my soul always possess hundreds of bodies. May each body possess thousands of mouths, and may each mouth have hundreds of thousands of tongues upon which your millions of names will dance. Hey, Madhava! My special request is that I be present before your deity form or anywhere else with thousands of ears with which I can perpetually drink the nectar of your devotee's kirtan of your name, Roop, Gun, and Leela. And he goes on like this. He wants to have millions of eyes to see the Lord. He wants to have millions of ears to hear about the Lord. He wants to have millions of feet to go to the temple. And he wants to have millions of hands to serve the Lord. That's how it. How good it is when you are able to relish Krishna consciousness on this spiritual level. So this deity, coming back to the deity, is a miracle deity because he sat down to accept the service of his dear beloved devotee. The prayer was by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. I think you can immediately recognize his poetry. He is very intense. He wants to taste the ras. Yes. So, yes, we were talking about this in relationship to Lord Chaitanya, sometimes expanding in many bodies to chant the holy name with in many bodies, in many tongues, and so on. And Lord Chaitanya had personally embraced this deity. Seeing this deity bewilders even a staunch atheist. Do you want to see this deity? I think in the black box, there must be a book called Bhajan Rahasya. It is a cloth-bound book. Wow! Now I'm bewildered. So beautiful. Oh, here you can even see the legs. Because it's a summer outfit, and here the Lord is covered with sandalwood pulp. So what we can do is, we will let this picture circle around, and Mahajwala will be personally responsible to give this picture back to me, yes? So he's our policeman. Okay? you can see while we will pass it around. Do you see the legs, Venugopal?
Yes.
Because he's not dressed in a dhoti on this picture. Okay, so we will continue. Slujate. When Nityananda saw the beautiful flute, can you see the flute, Dharmagupta? And attractive face of Gopinath, tears of love incessantly streamed from his eyes. Knowing that Nityananda, but please also continue to listen. You will get the picture. No need to follow it around as it goes from hand to hand. When it comes in your hand, then you can see. Knowing that Nityananda had arrived, Gadadhar left his recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam and in great haste came to greet him. As soon as they saw each other, they embraced and began to cry. They offered their obeisances to each other and began to glorify one another. One of them said, "Today my eyes are purified." The other said, "Today my life is successful." Both the Lord rapturously, that means ecstatically, floated in the ocean of prema. The love and devotion manifested from their meeting was so intense that all the servants began to weep. The love and affection between Nityananda and Gadadhar is so wonderful that neither spoke to the other's enemies. Okay, here's a footnote. We might say, why they talk now about enemies? If anyone who was averse or inimical to Gadadhar, Lord Nityananda would not speak to such a person. Similarly, if anyone was averse to Lord Nityananda, Gadadhar would not speak to that person. They were just keeping deep appreciation for each other. Gadadhar's vow was that he will never see the face of a person who blasphemes Nityananda. Gadadhar Pandit Gosai does not even manifest himself to those who have no love for Nityananda Gosai. When the two lords became peaceful, they sat down to discuss the auspicious glories of Sri Chaitanya. Then Gadadhar invited Nityananda to accept lunch at his home. Gadadhar invited Nityananda. Good. So now comes the lunch eating. This will be interesting. Nityananda brought 40 kilos of very fine white rice. They need to eat. 40 kilos of very fine white rice from Bengal for Gadadhar to offer to Lord Gopinath. He also brought a beautiful colored piece of cloth for the Lord, which he placed before Gadadhar. Nityananda said, "O Gadadhar, please take this rice and cook for Gopinath. After offering it to the Lord, you may honor the remnants." I think this teaches us how we should see the deities. When you come to deities, it's always good if you bring something with you. Even Lord Nityananda did this. Like when we see the Zagreb deities of Gornitai, let us bring some maid, some slatki maid, or some apple maybe if we are poor. Just something to give to the Lord. This is very good practice. And Lord Nityananda brought a very nice, was it a red cloth? Yeah. A very beautifully colored piece of cloth for the Lord. Mm-hmm. Seeing the fine rice, Gadadhar smilingly said, "I've never seen such a rice before. Did you bring this rice from Vaikuntha for Gopinath? Mother Lakshmi cooks this rice and Krishna enjoys it." The devotees then honor the remnants. After happily praising the rice, Gadadhar took the piece of cloth and went before Gopinath. He put the divine colored cloth on Gopinath, and seeing his beauty, Gadadhar floated in the ocean of bliss. So nice, these devotees. They're wearing nice cloth. Here, Gopinath, it's for you. Shroom, and put it around. And then they looked at Gopinath and floated in the ocean of bliss. Then Gadadhar began to arrange for cooking. He plucked spinach from the compound of the Tota Gopinath temple. Nobody sows the spinach, it grows by itself. And the Tota plant is a special kind of spinach plant. And the deity is called the spinach Gopinath, Tota Gopinath. Why? Because by his transcendental energy, this spinach grows out of itself. Dovda, isn't it? Nobody sows the spinach. It grows by itself. Gadadhar collected a portion of the spinach to cook for Gopinath. He picked the tender leaves of the tamarind out of them. He mixed it with the boiled spinach and added salt. That is a nice recipe, maybe. The leaves of tamarind cooked with the spinach. Add some salt. The most fortunate Gadadhar prepared a sour item and he brought it before Gopinath to offer. At that moment Gaurachandra arrived. Wonderful. Smiling while chanting the Mahamantra, Lord Gaurachandra called, "Gadadhar! Gadadhar!" Gadadhar immediately appeared and offered his obeisances to the Lord with awe and reverence. The Lord smilingly said, "What is this, Gadadhar? Am I not fit to be invited?" See, Lord Chaitanya is the super soul in everyone's heart. He knows that they are going to have a feast. Actually, I'm not separate from both of you. Even if you don't offer me prasad, I eat by force. I'm identical. The ingredients of Nityananda, the remnants of Gopinath and your cooking. I certainly have a share in it. Hearing these kind words of the Lord, both Nityananda and Gadadhar floated in an ocean of happiness. With immense satisfaction, Gadadhar brought the prasad of Gopinath and placed it before Gaurachandra. The fragrance of the rice filled the entire compound of the Tota Gopinath temple. The Lord repeatedly praised the rice. The Lord said, "Divide the prasad in three parts. Today we'll sit together and eat." Attracted by Nityananda's rice, Mahaprabhu sat down to take his meal. Both Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu sat down to eat facing each other. They happily glorified the rice and the vegetables. The Lord said, "Just the fragrance of this rice guarantees one's devotion to Krishna. There's no doubt about it. Oh, Gadadhar, what wonderful cooking. I've never eaten such a spinach preparation before. Oh, Gadadhar, what an attractive way you have of cooking. How did you make such a preparation with tender tamarind leaves?" Lord Chaitanya praises the cooking abilities of Gadadhar. "I think you must be cooking for the Lord in Vaikuntha. And why are you hiding yourself?" Gadadhar was so much in bliss, he could only hide himself. Very good. It's here. You can see Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda sit facing each other, and Gadadhar is in the back. "Why are you hiding yourself? Dojite." Like this. While smiling and joking in this way, the three personalities happily enjoyed their meals. Only these three know the loving sentiments of each other's Gaurachandra never discloses them to anyone. After the lords completed their eating and left, all the devotees grabbed their remnants. Shrub! Anyone favored by the merciful glance of Gadatha can actually know the science of Nityananda Swarup. In the same way, so anyone who gets the merciful glance of Gadatha knows about Nityananda. In the same way, anyone inspired by Nityananda Swarup can understand the glories of Gadatha. Nityananda happily enjoyed the association of Gaurachandra. The three lords, namely Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Nityananda and Gadatha, always lived together. They saw Jagannath together and became overwhelmed with when they did Nam Sankirtan. Anyone who reads, now comes the blessing. Anyone who reads, that's me, or hears, that's you, these pastimes of the lords taking prasadam certainly achieves Krishna and devotional service to Krishna. So Natasha, we are fortunate. We will now attain Lord Krishna and devotional service to Krishna. We have no problems any longer.
Dobro.
Accepting Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Prabhu as my life and soul, I, Vrindavan Das, sing the glories of their lotus feet. So, do we want to hear one more chapter?
Yes. Yeah.
This is the last chapter. This is a very intense chapter. You will not believe your ears when you hear the title of the chapter. But I just wanted to say this temple is very, very special. And if Lord Jagannath allows us, we will go there this year. Shishtikata and Krishna Chandra. We had an old desire to go to Puri, and it seems this year we will go, and there's a very there is one devotee who was a friend to Gaur Govinda Swami, who is a one says that he knows the most about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and we will hear from morning till evening the leelas of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu if we can get the mercy of this devotee. I hope we have to give him some presents, show ourselves in the best consciousness. He's very, very advanced. We want to go, of course, to all these places which we hear about the Tobda Gopinath. So we will hear now chapter 11. Listen to the title. Lord Chaitanya instructs Nityananda Prabhu to marry. One day in Neelachal, Gaurachandra Mahaprabhu discussed something alone with Nityananda. This is what he said. Tumiyao godadeshe karaha sangsara tabe e savalo kera haibe nishtara punaha siba ami tomar mandira tomar grihe habe amavatara. Do you see the bent legs, Krishna Jivani? Wonderful, isn't it? Bhakti bilaya puna ariba sangsara ngupu avatara shastre nahite prachara achintya amar shakti keha nahi jane se se janaye tumi janaha sahane. Dear Shripad, this is how Lord Chaitanya addressed Lord Nityananda. He said Shripad. Shri means wonderful and Pad means foot. Meaning your lotus feet are all in all for me. Dear Shripad, return to Bengal and get married. then all the people will be delivered. I'll again manifest in your family and stay in your home. Means Lord Chaitanya will say, I will come in your family. I'll distribute Krishna Bhakti and deliver the whole world. These incarnations of mine are secret and hidden in the scriptures. No one knows my inconceivable energies. Only you know them perfectly, and others know only by your mercy. In Dwarapa Yuga, you did not expand your family in the Yadu dynasty, but this time your family will increase in this world. Aha! Do you understand this? Balaram did not expand his family very much. I don't know. This means he had... Do we know of a son of Balaram? We have not heard, isn't it? We have not heard. He has he was together with Revati, his Shakti. Yes, we never have heard up till now. I also try to think. No, huh? Never heard. So Lord Chaitanya said, now you, in this age, you expand your family, and I will appear in this family. It's very, never heard this. So we will hear this. Nityananda replied, you are the cause of everything. You are the operator, and I am the machine. You can do with me as you like. No one can direct his intelligence independently. You are my personal protector, benefactor, and maintainer. All I do is dependent on you. You made me a mendicant and made me travel all over the country. Yet you put a curtain on my eyes and remained hidden from me. After time you gave me darshan and satisfied me by keeping me with you. You made me dance happily in your ecstatic love. You awarded me bhakti and made me a Vaishnav devotee. Again, you made me a materialist by changing my duties. I'm unable to understand what's happening to me. Now you are again telling me to end a family life, but you yourself have abandoned such a family life. For those who would like the history of this, see, Lord Nityananda was first a mendicant, a sannyasi, who traveled all around the country to different holy places, up in the Himalayan mountains to the south. Then, by Lord Chaitanya's will, Lord Nityananda changed his saffron cloth and began to dress in the most unusual way. Here we see just his... He dressed in a turban with the feathers, and one day he just jewels appeared before him, and he dressed with garlands of jewels, and he had far out silken dresses. Yesterday we heard a little, they were in three colors, blue, which, you know, imagine Vrajamani would get the idea to dress in blue, and white, and red. Oh, very good. What? Oh, yeah. He is our Lord. We always know it. We should make a political campaign. He is the original, the father of the Croatian race. We have forgotten our father, the founding father.
This information we should send to location.
He is into it. He is creative, yes. Dobro. And Lord Nityananda came one day before Lord. Look at me. Why have you made me like this? And Lord Chaitanya said, listen, these are all the ornaments of the nine bhakti. We had this yesterday, we discussed this. And now Lord Nityananda says in a very, very surrendered way, now you make me marry. Dobro, you're the operator, I'm the machine. I have to do what you type into me. I'm unable to understand what's happening to me. Now you are again telling me to enter family life, but you yourself have abandoned such life. You gave up attachment for women and became attached to the chanting of Lord Krishna's holy name. You have given up all kinds of enjoyment and taken up the profession of a beggar. O Gosai, why do you trouble me like this? Actually, I have no one other than you. I'm your eternal servant. I'm unable to deny your order. I always follow your order as my life and soul. Then Nityananda fell silent. The Lord caught hold of his hands and began to speak. O Nityananda, you are the form of eternal bliss and the abode of my happiness and prosperity. You are my energy, and I am the energetic. Without energy, the existence of the energetic is useless. You and I are not separate at any time. To fulfill our mission, we have descended in this age of Kali. Just as a grain of dal has two parts, so you and I are not separate. We are one. My happiness lies in you only. Sometimes I experience this happiness directly by your presence, and sometimes through inspiration. Whatever I speak and do, and wherever I travel, is all due to your desire. All my servants are certainly your servants. Now Nityananda replies. Yeah, he is very... With your words, you are cheating me. Since you always speak in many different ways. Before you sent a message to the gopis through Uddhava, where you taught them the importance of spiritual knowledge. They gave up everything. Still, they could not attain your association. It's your eternal habit to harass your own people. Lord Krishna said to Uddhava, to the gopi, soon I will see you, soon I will come. And don't you know I'm always there as a super soul? I'm never separated from you. And the gopi said, no, 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 we want you. We don't want the super soul. We want you. When will you come? And Krishna did not come. So Lord Chaitanya, Nityananda reminded Lord Chaitanya, this is what you did. They gave up everything. Still they could not attain your association. It's your eternal habit to harass your own people. You even disappointed your mother, father, sons and friends. Then what can be said about us? We are only your menial servants. I'm destined to follow your order without fail. Who can deny your infallible orders? Oh Lord, please tell... See, Lord tells him, you marry and you go somewhere and I'm staying here as a sannyasi. And Nityananda doesn't want this. He wants to be with the Lord. Oh Lord, please tell me in truth, when will I see you again? How will I tolerate the agony of your separation? The Lord then said, you don't need to come here every year. Whenever you wish to see me, you'll see me. Whenever you dance in Kirtan, or my mother cooks for me, I'll be there without a doubt. I'm going to spend days and... Yes, this is about the blessing of Lord Chaitanya to Lord Nityananda. He would appear in every single Kirtan which Lord Nityananda made. Sometimes in Kirtans, in the house of Raghava Pandit, it was seen, Lord Nityananda, this is Kirtan, and called Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And all of a sudden, one could smell the fragrance of the garland of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without seeing him. And then, Lord Nityananda asked the devotees to sit down after the kirtan and eat prasadam. The Lord Nityananda happily danced through the rows of the devotees. And he took from each plate a piece of grain and he threw it in the air. What he did is he had Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with him and he gave him the prasadam. But not everyone could see this with their eyes. But what they see is that the rice came up in the air and disappeared. Yeah, so in every kirtan of Nityananda, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would appear and dance in ecstasy. The Lord said, "You don't need to come here every year. Whenever you wish to see me, you will see me. Whenever you dance in kirtan or my mother cooks for me, I will be there without a doubt. I'm going now to spend days and nights absorbed in the mood of Radharani. After relishing the mood of separation from Krishna, I'm going to shortly wind up these pastimes and return home." The Lord's intimate devotees have realized and disclosed the secret talks between Sri Chaitanya and Nityananda Prabhu. Lord Chaitanya continues, "The present incarnation of mine is not known to the Vedas. I'm revealing my mind only to you. I'm telling you the truth that I will certainly appear in your house in the near future." Here's a footnote. This is actually a prediction. Lord Chaitanya reappeared as the son of Lord Nityananda, Sri Virabhadra, or Virachandra. Name is Virachandra or Virabhadra. Wonderful. Wonderful. This is wonderful. I know that in the Buddhist tradition, there is there was once two pilgrims came, a father and a mother, to a very, very old Buddhist monk, a lama, who was sitting on the hill. He was so renounced and simple that he would eat from the floor, that there was in like a bowl in the floor. He would eat from that. It was like a bowl. So the lama saw these two pilgrims who had wandered for thousands of kilometers to reach him. And he talked to them and he said to them, to the father with the young girl, "I will appear, Krishna, Riya, come, Dobro Doshli, I will repeat it again for the devotees who have just come. I want to tell you a story of reincarnation which just happened. I think I've written about it in this book, The Way of the Great Departure. Yes? Don't know. There's so many stories in there like this. So this lama looked at his two guests, the father and his young daughter, and he said, "I'm going to soon give up my body, but I will reappear as the son of this daughter. And I have a jewel." And then he went back into his cave and he got one of these Buddhistic mystical jewels, and he said, this is for you, and he gave it around the daughter. But when I come back as your son, you know, I will need this jewel, so you keep it for me now, and when I'm your son, you please give it. I will ask you for the jewel. You will know that there is no mistake. So the system was very unusual, but nice of it. Who wouldn't have to like to have such a son as you? You know, and they went back, and a year later or so, that girl was married, and I mean, she was young, a young girl, you know, yeah, almost young lady. And, then she gave birth to her son. Didn't talk about the duel. After some time, when the son was sick, he said, do you remember when we met on the hill in the mountains? Do you remember how I talked to you about this teachings of Lord Buddha? And he repeated the teachings he had talked about. The young lady was so happy. Oh, one welcome in our family. Please excuse us if I treated you like a little child, but no, he said, this is all right. And you remember my request? Yes, of course, she said, and she went and gave this jewel around him and said, please take it for your own purposes, so on. So this is in Tibet, you've many such stories are there. Here Lord Chaitanya says to Nityananda, you marry and I will appear in your family as your son Viralchandra, Virabhadra.